Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I'm Roger, and I'm here with my little buddy, as my wife calls him, Brad.
I'm old buddy.
Oh, I thought you said little buddy.
Little buddy. Yes, that's my rap name, little buddy.
Anytime I hang out with my friends, she goes, you go out hang out with your little friends.
We're always
like
little.
That makes you sound
like you're in middle school.
Like, yeah, I know. Like little rascals, like, you know. Yeah, go hang out with Stymie and Petey.
Alfalfa.
Well, hey, Raj, I'm glad that you call me Lil.
No, my wife. I would not call you Lil, but my wife does that. So, and speaking of wife, you're probably texting her right now, telling her. Oh,
yes.
There we go.
Oh, that brings back memories. Gary, did you watch Little Rascals?
Maybe a little bit. I didn't recognize that song. I might have seen an episode, but I didn't.
I think for season two of Movie Torture, that should be our
theme song.
Yes,
The Little Rascals.
Yes,
or we could do the movie.
The Little Rascals from the '90s.
Yeah. Oh yeah, such good movies.
That voice you hear is First Lady of Movie Torture Pod, Hannah.
What's up?
What's happening? You're back.
I know.
With a vengeance, and we have producer Gary here. By the way, he is not wearing a shirt today.
In honor of Bert,
he is shirtless, and Hannah's sitting where she doesn't have to look at producer Gary. She doesn't want
to
see it. But there's three ex-wives that love seeing it, so, you know.
Apparently not enough, or else they wouldn't be exes.
Oh, my gosh, Hannah. You're such a troll to Gary. Obviously not. They're not married to him anymore.
I think that rivalry, you know, the fight over your dad's affection is looming large today.
They're all, I just imagine like Hannah, Jonathan, and Gary as like Charlie's Angels. They're all like answering, they want Charlie's affection. My dad's name is Jimmy. So Jimmy's Angels. And they're like right there. Fighting for the number one affection. I like that.
But nobody knows what Jimmy looks like.
Oh, Hannah's already dropping the mic. She's like, it's done. There's no fight.
But nobody knows what Jimmy looks like.
This is true.
Nobody knew what Charlie looked like.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. We have a sponsor. I need to do a read. We love sponsors here. If you want to sponsor Movie Torture Pod, please do. Your money makes this.
So I was supposed to do the intro to that, so you to do the read.
Oh, do it then.
No, it's just too late now. No, it's too late.
Do the intro.
Too late, Brad.
Do the intro, Raj.
Hannah, we have a new sponsor on the show.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Brad, would you like to share?
I will. How many times have you been stuck in traffic and you've had to go to the bathroom?
Had to go. Just had to go.
Tired of gas station restrooms and gas, period? Now you can buy toilet car for your car. When you have to go and you're on the go, toilet car solves your problem. Thank you, toilet car.
That'd be useful for me in my past life.
I mean, you did say in the cocaine bear episode you took a dump in the woods, so.
I have had to more than once. Only because we were four-wheeling and we were out in the middle of nowhere and there really wasn't an option. It's not like I just do this to pass time. But.
You don't just go. Producer Gary, you had a task in the last episode to go out in the woods and take a dump. Did you do that?
No, because our plumbing was fine. So I was
disappointed. Excuses. You could have clogged that thing up.
You could have clogged the toilet up. We gave you 18 burritos to eat in hopes that you would blow the field out. Anyway, thank you, Toilet Car, for being a sponsor. I got to get one of those for my car.
I'm confused, though. What is it? Is it just a roll of toilet paper for your car?
No, it's a bathroom in your car. It's a toilet. Oh. They install it in there. Like it's Toilet Car.
It's like you're in your seat. You know?
Yeah, you had an idea
like that one time.
I've always had this idea. Thank you, Toilet Car, for making my dreams come true. I should get, like,
I wonder if it would be like residuals. Like an RV, because like an RV, it's okay to go pee, but you're not supposed to go poop in the RV.
Huh? Where do they expect you to do that?
You got
to
pull over for a gas station.
Yeah.
If I'm paying money for an RV,
you're dropping a deuce
in
there.
I'm not pulling over to go to a Shell or a McDonald's.
So listening to comedians and actors and musicians and athletes talking about being on a tour bus. you know, that was one of the things. You're not supposed to go number two in the loo because, you know, can't get rid of the smell.
Have y'all ever seen RV with Robin Williams and that part where he has to, like, clean it out? That's probably why. That's probably why you don't have to do that.
If I gave my wife the keys to the RV so I could go back and take a dump, I would be shaking back there because the truck would be, like, moving around. I couldn't really
get... You're saying she's a bad driver?
She's 100% a bad driver.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't say she's a bad driver.
She's a bad driver.
I would just say she is a fast driver.
Brad, I thought you were the bad driver.
I'm a great driver.
No?
I'm a great driver. I'm a great driver. Raj?
I've got the story now. I never had a story.
I had to drive behind you on the way to the mountains. I don't remember good things.
I was great.
He's great when he's not trying to have a conversation with
somebody. Yeah, well, that was the problem. It was a car full of people.
Yeah.
So I'm talking. Anyway, what's the movie today?
The movie is The Machine with Bert Kreischer.
Is it Kreischer?
Something like that.
I always thought it was Kirshner.
I just call him Bert.
Something Bert.
It was made here. It was released in May of 2023, which was pretty recent.
We're continuing our worst of the year, by the way.
Yeah, and the budget was $20 million, and the box office was $10.7
million. What did they spend $20 million on?
Mark Hamill. Maybe.
I was gonna say, it wasn't on shirts for Bert.
They didn't go to actual Russia probably to film this.
Well, we can find that out. I doubt it.
There's no way.
I mean, they did have to buy a lot of vodka.
They did throw a party with pimple popper balloons.
Yeah, they had the watch that was playing music. That couldn't have been cheap. Vintage piece right there.
They had the Russian actors.
Yeah, very, very realistic.
How do you have Russian actors and not put, what's his name, Dolph Lundgren in this movie?
Were they all actually Russian actors?
I don't know, but they needed to put Dolph Lundgren. He needed to say,
looks like they were.
I will break you. I will break you.
I liked Sponge.
Which one was Sponge?
He was the big old bodyguard, the big dude.
Oh, yeah, he was the one,
it's funny.
So, what else you got about this movie? Anything else about The Machine that it definitely was a bomb? Machine broke down.
It's based on a routine, of course, that Bert does, where he tells a true story of when he was in college and took a trip to Russia. He actually, when he was at Florida State, that's where he went to school. He spent 6 years there, and at the time, Rolling Stone did a story about how he was how Florida State was the biggest party school in the country, and he was the biggest partier. And they literally followed him around in his escapades during that time. So this story was based on him going to Russia on a summer trip while he was in college.
So all these things actually happened?
Well, at least certain versions of it. But the story itself, like robbing the people in the train, all that was true. His routine is true. There was a lot of added stuff to it.
I wonder if he's actually been kidnapped.
I think
that probably is not true.
We'll see.
How cool would it be, though?
Yeah. I don't know. Anything else about this movie, Roger?
Really? Oh, your 1 minute plot. It's time for.
Oh, that. I mean, anything else? Yeah, no.
Thought we're wrapping up this.
No,
it's time to go home. Brad's hungry.
That was The Machine, everyone. Welcome to The Machine. No, quick synopsis. Bert is Bert, the comedian, and he and his dad are kidnapped. They go to Russia because he has a watch. They have to try to find the watch. The Russians want it. The mob. Blah, blah, blah. They do a lot of killing, a lot of saving, a lot of drinking, a lot of shirts off of just Bert, a lot of boob jokes. And
About Bert.
Man boobs, moobs. And end of the movie, he comes home, gives his daughter, who hates him, a hug, says he loves her. Then the wife comes out. My wife would tell her, like, where have you been, you idiot? That's what I would hear.
The daughter didn't hate him at the end, though.
She didn't hate him. No, they made up.
Restored. Yeah.
And that's the movie. Mm-hmm. The Machine.
That's it.
The first scene in this movie, in the therapist's office.
I loved it.
Was probably the best scene in the whole movie.
I had a question about for y'all, too.
It was the best scene in the whole movie. The movie went down from this. And I want to say this before I talk about this movie. I don't know who Bert is. I've never watched Bert do stand up.
What?
You didn't watch that? I sent you the routine.
I refuse to watch.
You've seen all the
it.
Movies that we've done on this podcast, and you've never watched Bert.
No, I've never watched anything Bert does, and I refuse to watch that before I watch the movie because I just wanted to watch the movie and see what it'd be like for someone who doesn't know who Bert is, could care less about Bert, and I watched it with virgin eyes to Bert. And, yeah. Oh, Hannah just hit the mic.
Scared myself so bad.
She got scared just now.
There was like a shadow out there because there's a big Christmas tree and it looked like a person. So then that scared me, but then I hit the mic and then
the
that
studio
scared
has
me.
A,
she thought, oh no.
And there was a noise. Bear. Can we close this door?
The cocaine bear.
The Russian bear. Cocaine
Producer
bear.
Gary, will you close the door? He's on it. He's like, I'm getting up. Okay, so first scene in the movie. What was you going to ask us, Hannah? Because that's the best scene of the whole movie.
It was family therapy, basically. He invited his family in to participate in his therapy session so he could show off how much he had grown personally. I was wondering if y'all had ever been to therapy, family therapy.
No.
No.
Sounds awful.
I would not. But he brings them in just to show how. I feel like that's a guy thing. I would. It's like when I wash dishes, I want my wife, I want to go, check this out.
And she's thinking like, yeah, of course you did that. You're supposed to do that.
You're supposed to wash dishes in school. Like, yeah, but we want to show it off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is like the other night. Most recently, when my wife was sick, I made her coffee. I've never made coffee before because I don't drink it. And so I made it for her. And then the other night, before, right after dinner, before we, you know, hang out and watch you know, TV on the couch and stuff, I made her coffee. Because she does it every night. So I made it out of the blue. And she, you know, and then when I made it, I looked at her and she's like, what? I'm like, you know, point my head towards the coffee maker. She didn't realize. I was trying to tell her that I had done it. She didn't realize I'd done it. I'm like, the green light on the coffee maker. She's like, oh, you made me coffee? So, yeah, it was like that moment of washing the dishes and wanting the approval, the pat on the back.
I do that, too. I make coffee for my wife every day. That's one thing I don't drink, but I love to do it for her. So every morning I just hit the button. She comes downstairs. It's already there. She pours it. Then I clean it out in the evening, fill it up for the next morning, put it in there, and I'll be like, did you like your coffee this morning? Because I want to hear her say, that was good. Thank you so much. You know, I just want I want that validation that she knows I made the coffee for her.
I still can't. You know, when I see his wife, Chris, now, I just see Marge Simpson. That's who I see now.
Did you make the coffee for me? Oh, Brad, you're so sweet.
Oh, Bradley.
Brad, come over here. You made the coffee for me.
Gary's grimacing over there. He doesn't like this voice, I don't think.
All right, worst school field trip you've ever been on, and bet or best.
Oh, worst?
Worst or best?
I can easily tell you the worst.
Go ahead.
Worst, we had to go watch the symphony.
How was that the worst?
Oh, it was awful. You play instruments. I didn't want to. I don't like the symphony. It's a bunch of, like, instruments playing.
Yes.
And I had,
that's
what, you know, back in the day, I guess I'd found, like, a top to, like, a Vienna sausage can, you know, the peel-off cans. Ew. I know. I was playing with it during the concert.
You cut yourself.
No, dropped it. It made a bing. It made a noise.
Oh, you
during
ruined
the
it.
Quiet part of the of symphony. Course. Teacher rails on me. She was my handbell teacher. And I never wanted to play handbells again. Handbells, by the way, stupid instrument.
They are not.
Dumb. No. If you play handbells, I don't even like you.
I played those when I was a kid at church.
When you actually have competent people using them, handbell choirs sound really nice.
Yeah, but I was never competent. I liked putting the gloves
sounds
on.
Sounds like a personal issue, not
and
a
you
handbell
go,
issue.
You go, bing. And I had like one time, like they would give me the least amount of handbell
you had
work.
One.
It's like. They don't want to give me more than three rings in one bell concert.
I would understand
you know,
that.
I envision Brad as a little kid, like being the kid up front during the church program who you would fix your camera on because you knew he was going to do something outrageous.
It's funny you said that. There was a video my family would watch of me in like chorus, in fourth grade chorus. I didn't know the words to the song. So every time they would sing, I would look, and then I would say it afterwards to look like I was going. And we would watch that video and laugh at it all the time. What about you guys? What's a bad trip you went on?
School trip. I was homeschooled, so
Yours was cleaning the
the walk to the school.
The YMCA every night at 1 a.m.
We're going to the grocery store today.
It did suck when we had to do stuff with like other homeschooled people from church. We had to do science. We did a science fair with them one time. We did a some cooking thing. I don't know. Weird.
Some cooking thing.
If we actually got to go someplace and count it as school, I would have thought that was really fun because we didn't have to be sitting at home doing schoolwork.
Isn't that called like a co-op?
Yeah, but these were weird homeschoolers that didn't really do a lot together. So when we did get together, it wasn't an official co-op. It was just everyone in the church was homeschooled. So they're like, let's do something together. Yeah. And they weren't the cool co-op homeschoolers.
They weren't hip co-op homeschoolers. Mm-mm. What about you, producer Gary? Bad trips?
Bad school trips?
You have to clarify. These are bad school trips.
Not bad Cheeto cane trips. Just bad school trips.
No. I mean, nothing especially crazy pops out at me that I was like, oh, I hated being there. And I really just liked having it. I mean, that was basically a day off from school.
Yeah, that is.
Like, you know, you can go to a museum and get to walk around and screw around and talk to people, you know, talk to your friends or whatever. So.
Yeah, in what situation is that actually bad?
Yeah, I mean.
A symphony.
That's not bad. You get to sit there and do nothing.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Classical.
Except maybe you
get to sit there and do nothing instead of doing school.
Yeah. Mm.
Hannah, you're an appreciator of the arts. Where
you classical know, music.
Brad, I understand,
Brad is
but
the
like,
appreciator of the farts.
But I know you. But I know you, Brad, did not appreciate school. So I picture you welcoming any opportunity to just not be at school.
What makes you think I didn't appreciate school?
Did you?
How do you? Why would
answer the question?
He's dodging the question right now.
Why would you think I didn't appreciate school? Did you? I love school. Every morning I would just, hello, mother. Let's
God is
go
watching.
School.
We are recording in a church. You need to stop lying.
And the great words of Maury Povich. That's a lie.
Yeah. I didn't like school. I didn't like it at all.
Okay, exactly. So why did you not appreciate a chance to escape?
This is what I thought of school. That's the toilet car.
Someone needs to take the phone away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got...
No more sound effects for you. All right.
Best field trip that I went on as a parent was when we lived in Columbus. Somebody at the school knew somebody at the arena at the Columbus Blue Jackets, the NHL team there. So the kids got to go on a tour of the arena, got to go into the locker room. Then they got to come That's out cool. and sit out and watch practice. And a few years before this, there was a and it's a sad story, but a little girl got hit with a hockey puck and ended up dying because they
– Oh, no.
So they started to put up a net around the outside. Well, at this practice, one of the kids got hit in the shoulder with one of those pucks. And the next thing you know, the Blue Jackets were bringing him, like, hockey sticks and jerseys. And then all of a sudden,
man,
all the kids got to go down the ice and get, like, practice hockey pucks to take with them. And players
Don't
signed
tell
it.
Mom and Dad.
And that was, like, the best – like, I told myself, like, we went to the museum when I was a little kid. You got to go, you know, see a That's legitimate cool. hockey team. Yeah, and
that would be awesome.
And then for lunch, we went to a place called Uno Chicago.
Ooh, I like that
and
place.
And the kids got to make their own little personal pan pizzas back in Aww. The kitchen. And then eat them. And so, you know.
That sounds so fun.
That was a great day. I was like, I'll volunteer for field trips all the time if they're like this.
Yeah. I did get to go to Orlando, Florida once for one of mine. Went to the Universal, one of the theme parks. So that was probably
nice.
That's probably the most exciting one.
Yeah, we went to Washington D.C. in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. I remember that was kind of fun. We went saw my first. We went to a dinner theater. Mm. Got to eat the buffet, and then they did Oklahoma. So Brad would have hated
the
that.
Old one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, a dinner buffet with Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got to see my gosh. First. I remember they had an ice sculpture there, and that was the first time I ever saw an ice sculpture, and I thought it was
those
so
are cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm about to get to make up all the school trips that I missed because I'm about to be working with a company that sends chaperones with school groups going on trips, and they go all over the place. They just went to Canada.
That's cool.
They go to D.C. all the time. They go to Disney.
That'll be cool.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. I'd like to have a job like that.
Yeah.
Sheesh. So about this movie, The Machine. he likes to take his shirt off a lot. Like, I would not want to take my shirt off.
He, what he does, his stand-up act, he goes out and he is without a shirt for his whole stand-up act and does that most of the time. That's just become his stick. That's kind of the thing.
So he just comes out there full nippies for everyone to see.
Titties on display.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yep.
That is better than like Winnie the Pooh in it, though, where you have a shirt and no pants, right?
Like he did in the movie.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Gary has Winnie the Pooh'd it before at one of our episodes we recorded.
I was not here for that.
No, you wasn't.
Hannah, have you ever heard the routine before the movie? Have you seen?
I think I have. It's been a while. Yeah. I knew who he was. I knew I'd seen the routine. And when I told my brother I was doing this podcast, he was like, "Oh yeah, I watch that clip all the time."
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh, I didn't know there's a movie about it."
Me either, Hannah. One of the best stories. You need because it. I wish you would have watched it before the movie because it would have made the movie in the beginning make more sense.
Yeah, because he's talking. Yeah.
Yeah, because the routine tells the story when he was in college, and so now the movie is like what happened after that, where him and his dad go back.
Let's get to his dad. He's like a horrible dad, man. Like
emotionally stunted.
He's an emotionally abusive father. I'm glad my dad's not like this dad, right? Like this is, besides being Luke Skywalker, he's a jerk in this movie.
Is it me or is Mark Hamill smoked one too many cigarettes?
He smoked one too many cigarettes, but I was wrong. See, I was watching this movie and I kept thinking they were going to game this guy. You ever seen the movie The Game? With Michael Douglas? No, this was in the 90s. It's a great movie. I think it's called The Game.
I probably saw it, but I don't remember.
I thought at the end his dad was going to walk in and go, like, it was a therapy to bring them together, which would have been a cool twist. And his dad's like, I hired all these actors
so out there
to come in here and do this for us so we could get together and bond. Mm. And the whole movie was paid for by his dad and Chrysler carpets. Hmm. No, that would have been a bad twist.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been done before, so.
Well, yeah, but there was no payoff in this movie with him and his dad, really.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they did. They fixed the relationship at the end. His dad finally opened up when he was on drugs.
He threw him off the train.
To save him.
Yeah, he did do that.
But he was doing cocaine with girls.
And then he stabbed the dude in the shoulder. He was like, you kidnapped my daughter. You put my son in danger. Stabby, stab.
Stabby. Which is Scream for you, Stabby. You thought Stabby was the bad was Ghostface and Scream. We just needed Cocaine Bear doing cocaine with Bert's dad.
That'd have been funny.
I thought when he got high, we were going to see like a cartoon or something. He ate the brownie. Mm. He's a sweaty fat man, too. He sweats a lot.
Well, yeah.
He's a hairy, sweaty fat man.
He's not that hairy. It could have been much worse.
It's still not
you
great.
You need to watch the episode where he's actually been on two episodes of Hot Ones where they eat the wings.
Yes, I love Hot Ones. I'm so glad they
did. Did he do it with his shirt off?
Oh, he did. Yep. And it's so fun. His reaction.
Does it drip on him?
His reaction, though, is as he's getting.
Hilarious.
Because, like, when he starts laughing, he starts crying. And that's, like, one of the funniest things just when he starts. Oh, it's hilarious.
Where do you rank him on funniest comedians?
His stand-up act is not one of the best, but him as a. Just as a funny person, like he's the perfect like podcast guy because he's just funny about normal things, you know.
But you don't like his stand up.
I love this story. I love this routine, but
take this routine out.
I mean, sometimes he gets super. He's a very much an R rated comedian.
I can take that from this movie. There's a lot of.
He talks a lot about drug use and talks a lot about sex and talks a lot about getting drunk. So that's
a typical night for producer Gary.
I got plans after this. Can we move it along?
What you don't understand, listeners, is the ladies wait by the studio for producer Gary to walk out.
It's horrible trying to get out of here. It's like paparazzi everywhere.
Nobody wants to see us, Hannah. When we walk out, they're all waiting for producer Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to see me and Hugh. They like seeing Hannah, too.
Well, they do like seeing Hannah, but they don't like seeing us.
Not the old guys.
They're like these two old farts walking out. One took a dump in the woods and the other
creepers.
Never
look at the creepers following the young kids out the door.
Oh, my gosh. They're all like, PG, we need your autograph. PG, that's what the girls call them.
Yeah. What? PG.
Producer Gary.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to say the whole word. produce gay. No, that's not
it. Nope. Nope.
Just shortening it. Sorry. Hannah's like, nope.
We've lost Hannah. Gary, I love you. It's too late. You're my boy.
Thank you, Roger.
Late. Roger always comes to Gary's defense.
Somebody's got to.
Defense of what? Like, I don't even know what you guys have done.
Brad's the friend that pushes you to the edge, and then I just let him, and then right when you get the very edge and he's getting ready to throw you over the mountain, I grab you real quick and pull you away.
Thank you, Roger.
And then Brad.
But I was just bragging about him. Like, all the girls want producer Gary.
As long as you say the full name.
Producer Gary. Some girls call him Garrett.
Garrett.
Yeah, they don't want to say Gary. Mm.
Garrett. Gary Gage.
Gary. Mm. Anyway, back to this movie, The Machine.
Super G.
I like the Russian lady in this movie.
She's a
certifiable 8 or 9 on the 10 scale. Easy.
That's not why I liked her, but...
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I like her.
I don't know about that.
I think it's because she's like, what are you doing?
It's in real life, yes. She's got different, a little bit different hair color. In the movie, she's very washed out with the blonde. But
yeah, she's got a neck tat too, I think. I like how they make the joke, that's my brother. Like, your family's so weird. He keeps saying, like, you've got one demented family. Like, y'all want to kill each other. Yeah, it's a father-son movie. I think every father and son should watch this movie together. I'm going to actually go home.
The father and sons who smoke weed together probably are the ones that watch this together.
I just feel like...
I would have enjoyed this movie when I was 18 or in college, probably.
This would be a movie I would watch with my brothers when we're getting high.
Okay. Yeah, but not like, I don't want to, yeah, we'll get there in a minute about the end of the movie. But I liked his friend in the movie that he finds in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was funny. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. I'm trying to think of what I enjoyed about this movie. There's a couple times. I think it's too long.
The old lady in the village. She was really funny.
Yeah. I can't really remember, but yes.
I got you a whore.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What else did I write down about you're fat and you have boobs?
We have a return of the throw-up scene.
Yeah, we do have vomiting.
If you're going to throw up, I'm going to throw up too.
I like the part when he... like, sticks his fist in the throat.
Oh, yes. That's what's one of
the most... Yeah, that opened up another new fear.
You're fisting his throat.
That was one... That, for me, was, like, one of the best... Horrible way to die. Because that's never been done in a movie.
No, it's never been
done. The guy gets his throat cut off, and the guy puts his hand in his throat, and it gets stuck.
Like, why was that guy just dying?
Yeah.
And I love when he said... I wrote this down. I see wokeness hasn't made its way to Russia yet. Yeah. Which was funny. And I like when he says, I just like some of the quotes, a speeding ticket happens, pooping your pants at Best Buy happens, not killing someone. I bet he specifically has pooped at a Best Buy.
Oh, he's got a lot of poop stories.
So he's basically like us.
It's because of how much he drinks.
We talk about a lot of dumps, and he's probably, how much do you think he drinks a day?
I don't know.
Quite a bit from what he's.
That's why he has revealed. The big belly, right?
Yeah, but he's gone on, like I told you, he goes on cleanses where he doesn't drink and he eats a little bit better. And then he usually does that before he goes on tour. And then when he's on tour, he just is hammered from like city to city.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so sad. Such a
that
sad
sounds like
live.
A horrible life. And he's got kids and he's married?
Well, I was telling Brad that he was on John Chris's podcast. Mm-hmm. And or maybe it was vice versa. Maybe Chris was on his. And when they started talking about faith and religion, he was very interested, like to the point of like, you could just see like the wheels turning in his head, guy like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's really critical of religion and all that, but he was like, he was wanting to know more and more, and like the good and the bad, like kind of church that Chris, his dad pastored, and how was it like to grow up in a house where your dad was a pastor? I mean, very inquisitive about that, and to the point of almost like I've thought about moments like this, and you could tell like he's had a lot of those moments, and then he says, "Yeah, well, my wife and my girls are atheists, so you know." Yeah, and it's just it was kind of sad for a guy who's so funny. I don't want to be morbid, but I would not be surprised if he pulls a Robin Williams at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Rog, that's a.
I mean, that's a lot of comedians like that. I mean,
well, that lifestyle is so empty, and like, no matter how drunk you get, how much fun you have the night before, you have to wake up the next morning sober, and it's those next morning thoughts like that are the worst.
And a lot of comedians are sad people. Yeah. Outside of being on stage.
Oh, yeah. There's like one of the shows I watch that has a lot of comedians on there. The guy who hosts the show, basically, when he's interviewing these people come up and do these 1 minute stand-up acts, he asks them like if they're like super smiley and peppy, he's like, your parents are still married, aren't they? Mm-hmm. But if like they come up there and they kill it as a comedian, and he's like, your parents are divorced, aren't they? You came from a broken home, didn't you? And he said that's comedic gold there. You know, so but yeah. But Bert, yeah, like I said, he can be really funny, but in another moment he can be really sad. So
Bert has pretty good chemistry with Mark Hamill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know if they would be father and son, but it was pretty good. I mean, they had pretty good chemistry. You just do not like... There's not that many likable people in this movie. His wife is likable. Mark Hamill's definitely not likable. Most of the Russians aren't likable.
The one dude with the tattoos was very likable to me.
You just thought he was hot.
Maybe.
Yeah, you needed that to be Chris Hemsworth.
I don't know.
Could you ever imagine Chris Hemsworth with no hair, like doing the bald thing?
No, not that one. I couldn't. But the guy with the tattoos with the blonde hair.
Oh, that's who you like. Her brother.
The brother, yeah.
The brother that kneeled down and then she shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the end. Where would producer Gary be in this movie?
I think it'd be funny if when the high was finally kicking in from the brownie, if Gary was also hiking through the woods. Hi, and they just said
just like Cocaine Bear,
or Gary would be just in his mind because he was so high, he was having conversations with not real people. So I think Gary should be a not real person, just in his head talking with them.
I think Gary should be a clown at the birthday party.
I was saying a character at the birthday party, but not a clown. Yeah. I was thinking he could be one of those guys that was standing around like do your routine again, do your routine.
Oh
again.
Yeah, do the machine. I want to see the machine.
Yeah.
Or the dad could be really judging Gary. You've seen his act 8 times, and Gary's like, yeah, why not? It's funny. Do the machine. And that's all he ever wants to see is the machine. Do you think he has to do the machine at every stand-up gig?
I don't think he does it anymore.
He doesn't?
I don't think so. I think he does it at special times, but like I don't think he does it every... Because, I mean, he has stand-up specials since then, he doesn't include it in those specials.
Interesting. Well,
just about everybody except you has seen that. So
yeah, I'm like the only one that's not seen it.
Yeah, because it even pops up on TikTok and all those Reels things on social media.
So. I don't think I've seen it. I've not seen it. I didn't know who Bert was, so everyone in here is judging me right now except Gary. Because did you know who Bert was?
I did. I've heard the bit.
I've never heard it, so, yeah. That's the machine. There's not a lot to talk about on the machine, really. It's just a movie about a guy that goes to Russia. Have you ever been in a foreign country and had a story about it?
No.
I've just crossed into right across the border in Mexico. That's the only time I've been anywhere.
I've been to Mexico City. Hannah's heard that story. To meet a girl. They couldn't speak English, so I stood down there. Stayed down there for like 4 days with their family. Didn't have to talk. But man, what if the mob had found me down there?
All right, so I need the full version of this story now that you say you went to see a girl in Mexico who didn't speak English.
So I met a girl in Acapulco and when I was in the military and met her and her friends. She liked me. I liked her. We came back to America. My buddy who could speak Spanish would, I would go to his house on Sundays. He would call her and I would say, tell her this, and he would tell it to her. And then she wanted me to come down. So I bought a ticket to fly out of Tijuana on a Mexican airplane.
You're one of those military guys.
All the way down to Mexico City, got there and hooked up with her family in this little car and the jet.
You should
don't
use different
word
words.
It like that, Brad.
I mean, like, connected with her family. Y'all get your mind out of the gutter. Connected with her family. Her dad was super nice. Took me around. We went to a Mexican water park. It was crazy.
What is a Mexican water park? They shooting margaritas instead of one?
It was just different. It was like the water was brown. I'll just say that.
Ew.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound
and
fun.
And then she ends up getting hurt and starts
see,
like
I can
bleeding.
Think of a pun that would be very,
yeah,
you know. Yeah.
I know where you're going. And they would like make me hot tea and I would like secretly pour it out because I didn't want to drink it because I don't like hot tea. And we ended up going to see her mom about 2 hours away. It was like in the middle of nowhere. The bathroom was in a hole in the ground. It was that far out. And then I remember we were coming back and it was dark and she was in the back seat of this car. Dad was driving and she was like, I want you. She was, we had a translator with us, her sister's boyfriend. And she said she wanted me to move to Mexico. Mm. I was like, oh, I don't think so.
Why did you say no after that trip?
I'm not going to live in Mexico.
You went there to begin with.
I went there to see her because she was attractive and my friend.
You brought a whole plane ticket to go see a friend?
Yes. I mean, I was attracted to her. I liked her. But I didn't like her enough to move to Mexico.
But you bought a plane ticket?
Yeah, when the
but
first
plane
part,
ticket wasn't much. Family? It was like a couple $100.
What did you expect was going
to
happen?
Yeah, what do you think she was going to do?
As soon as
I didn't know she was going to ask me to move to Mexico.
As soon as he said he used his friend to translate their phone calls, that told me enough because that told me Brad wasn't willing to learn Spanish.
Yeah, I'm not willing to learn Spanish. So we ended up having fun on the trip, hanging out with her family. We watched TV together. It was fun.
A whole trip of Brad shaking his head like,
yeah, I didn't have to talk.
See.
And she took me to the airport with her family, gave me a hug, kissed me on the cheek. I was like, I'll get back to you. I'll let you know. Left there, never spoke to her again.
You ghosted her.
I ghosted her. Somebody.
That is so horrible. They invited you into their home, introduced you to their whole family, fed you, gave you hot tea.
Yeah, they did all that. It was very nice. But I was also,
you can at least 21 say
years
no
old,
gracias. Like
immature, didn't care.
Wow.
And yeah. So, you know, in retrospect,
his new nickname is Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that was my Mexico City trip. But I keep thinking of all the things that could have happened to me down there. I begged my buddies to fly with me, and they refused to go. I'm like, you're going to send your friend by himself?
You chose to go. Don't blame that on them.
Yeah, they didn't send you anywhere.
It's like, just go. I'll pay for your ticket. Just so I know I have a friend there. They wouldn't go. They're like, no, I'm not going down there. It's Mexico City, man. It's like 2000.
You probably should have listened.
No, I mean, that was a good story, right?
She's probably down in Mexico City, still just heartbroken.
Waiting on that Americano,
the one
gringo.
Got away.
Oh, my gosh. She holds a picture of me and her somewhere. By now, she's in her 40s. Probably has 5 kids. But still looks and, like, what happened to him? Mm. What if her dad, like, has a picture of me and he throws darts at it every day?
He's going to send the Mexican mob after you.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a funny machine story, though. I show up, they're like, you went to Mexico City.
What if one day Brad's watching TV and it's the Miss Universe pageant, the ones for the married, and all of a sudden from Mexico, and he sees her and he's like, that's her. Oh my gosh, she's such a hottie.
I'd be like, I don't care. I'm married to a hottie. Her name's Kristen, and I love my life.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what I got to say. That could have been my own personal machine story, though.
And see, he didn't have to say that because she's not listening anyway. So that, yeah. So
she doesn't listen to this podcast, but I'll say it because I love my wife.
Yeah.
She's my dream girl.
Aw.
Well, anyway, Rod, you have any reviews on this movie?
I'm sorry. I'm just so verklempt right now. I can't. Yeah, sure. Let's get to that.
You're what?
I don't even know. I didn't understand that.
That's from Saturday Night Live back in the 80s.
So, he was wiping away a tear if you didn't see that, yeah, Gary.
I did see that.
Gary was too busy buying toilet car for all your bathroom needs. When you're on the go and you have to go, toilet car.
All right, critical reviews. One, Rotten Tomatoes had 33% of 24 critics reviewed positive, as so an average rating of 4.4. The consistent review says a sloppily lifeless movie that's strictly for hardcore Burt Kreischer fans. The machine is broken beyond repair. The Metacritic says, which uses a weighted average, gave it a 37 out of 100 and generally unfavorable reviews. So that's really the only like written review there that I had.
Sounds like Brad's review. Brad, yeah. Did you write that review?
No.
Yeah.
McLean writes in some good reviews from Amazon. Much better than it has any right being. Saw this with my wife opening night. If I tried to drag my wife to this movie, she would be so mad at me. Like, that would mean no bueno at home. It's good, fun, old-school action comedy. Tyler writes, Burt Kreischer's The Machine is hilarious, action-packed, and heartwarming. Saw this on opening night with his live stream. This guy's a true fan.
Yeah.
Michael Wood says, funny movie. This movie was really funny. Tess Morris writes, funniest movie of 2023. So this Tess, who would probably hate our podcast, you're missing out if you don't see this movie. She says funniest movie of the year, and we have this on worst of the year. So that's we're one of us is wrong. And with that, Hannah, movie torture, movie gold.
I might have to go with silver like we did on the last one. It is not movie torture at all. I would rewatch this, but it's also not complete gold. But like it's up there.
Roger.
I like Burt, but it's still as trash. Like I said, I would have enjoyed this if I'd been like Gary's age or younger. But, you know. So, yeah.
This movie by no means is Batman and Robin. It's not even in that. But this,
that's always his comparison.
This is definitely movie torture. Like,
but why? What is so torturous?
This
and
movie
awful?
Is only. If you're a Burt fan,
like, I'm not that much of a Burt fan. I enjoyed it decently.
I found myself wanting this movie to be over. Like it,
you know my trick?
What?
Watch it on 1.5 speed.
Okay,
that is a good movie. A lot faster.
That is a good trick. Like I think this movie would have been better if he'd have been stuck over there with his wife and kids, and they have that dynamic of him going at it with his wife the whole time. You know, she's like, "Oh my gosh, you did this back then." Like, that would be hilarious. But his dad, really, he buzzkilled the movie, man. He was just a buzzkill. I think Burt alone would have been funnier without having to have his dad there. And we're just going through escapades of what he does and not flash back into another guy that's not Burt. But I think he needed his wife and kids there in Russia. I think that would have been more, it'd been hilarious.
It would have been funny.
Yeah, because they were funny in the first scene. She went right back at him and was like, "Why are we here? This is stupid. I'm leaving." And I think that would have been the whole movie. His dad was a jerk. Like, I didn't like him on the...
They wanted to make it heartfelt at the end.
It could have been heartfelt with his wife. Maybe she's threatening to leave him. And this trip saves their marriage.
With his wife.
It was. But this movie's trash, man. This movie, it's not the worst I've ever seen. But, gosh, it definitely ranks in the worst of the year. It's not good. And I don't ever really care to see another Burt movie, nor do I want to watch any of his stand-up.
No, you need to.
I think you need to.
Yeah, you got to. At least that story.
Maybe I will. I'll update you on the next podcast. Hey, for producer Gary, thank you, First Lady Movie Torture Hannah, for coming by. For Raj, my name's Brad, and we'll catch you next time on Movie Torture.